morning. We are learning Hilchos Tefillin, and we are learning Chayalim Klal Yudalad, Simen Yudalad. Lo Yidaber Chaytis Ben Tefillin LeGufay, Ben Shayal Oishav Reish. There should be nothing in between the Tefillin and the person's body. There's a din of chatzitza. There should be nothing in between. And it applies both to the Shayal and both to the Shal Reish. The Ramah points out that by the Ritzuas, he does not see any hakpada of chatzitza. And the Mishabura points out that the area where you're actually tying the tefillin, which means around the shalrosh, around the rosh, and that which you when you're tightening it around the arm, the first loop or two, so that there chatzitza person should be makav chatzitza even by the shall be even by the Ritzuas. Now, what do you do the following? A person has some type of a maka on his head, or he has a mechush, he has a bad cold, and it's very cold outside and very wet, and uncovering his head and putting on a tefillin, he's afraid he's going to get sick or get sicker. He's about to miss his tefillin, so he feels he can't do that. And if the only way he can put on tefillin is by uncovering his head, he won't put on tefillin. So you're going to allow him to put a thin covering over his head, and wear the sharosh on top of this thin covering, this thin ski cap. But if it's thick, he cannot do so. So if it's thick, it's going not to sit appropriately on the person's head in the proper place. Now after he does that, so he's wearing tefillin with something underneath it, so it's going to be confusing to people. They're going to not understand is that what he's doing appropriate, and therefore they would might be choshen he's doing something wrong. They might come along and say that they're allowed to do this as well. It's very confusing to people. So we say, he should cover over the sharosh after he puts it on, put a towel over his head or something of that sort, so it should not be obvious that he's wearing something underneath the sharosh. But in this situation, because there's a chatzitza between the shalrosh and the body, you should not make a bracha on it. You'll just make a bracha on the shayad, and the bracha on the shayad will carry over to the shalrosh. So if a person normally only makes one bracha, that's for sure pashut. Even if a person only makes two brachas, so we explained that one of the brachas is not on the shayad only, it's on the shayad and the shalrosh. So the shalrosh is getting a bracha, but there's a special bracha you make on the shalrosh besides that he will not say. If a person has a maka on his arm, over here the word biyad means on the person's arm, so even though there's a bandage there, he can put the tefillin on the bandage if there's no other option. He cannot make a bracha. And there should be put a garment on top of it to cover it. This is a private thing, it's not a public thing. So it should be private for the person. So that's one of the reasons why we cover the tefillin, because it should be a private ois for the person, the shalyat. The daf gal retiyah, the enerak, elemishim chatzitza. Aval beggar is also, al bishayim asalab beggar acher. But if the chatzitza is not just a retiyah, but a whole beggar, that's problematic. Now the Mishabura also mentioned such an idea. It's not very clear exactly why there's more of a problem between putting a bandage and putting a garment in between. But if there's a makkah where the ritzuas are, so it sounds like from the Chayyadim that to modify the point of the Ramah said that there's no akpada on chatzitzas by the ritzuas, so that's not true. There is akpada, but in case of the zamaka, you can be mekel. So halacha lemaisa, we do allow the person to have something underneath, in a case where he has a makkah of that sort, but you don't make a bracha. So it's a very careful person. We see that at least in the way of the makkah of a person's tying the tefillin, there can't be anything between the ritzua going around the head and the kesher, or the ritzua going around the arm the first time. There should not be any chitzitza between that and the arm, and if there would be, a person would not make a bracha. There's an interesting Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says that a person washes his arm, he should make sure that he dries his arm. The water should not function as a chatitza between the. He should wash up the makom tefillin. There shouldn't be any dirt there, he says, because the dirt could be a chatitza. Then he should be careful. He brings the Rekha Yosef, the person should dry it as well also. He brings the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech says in Maseches Yuma, we see that the Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah says that he would go into the mikvah, he would come out, dry himself, and put on the Big Day Kuhuna, the Big Day Zohar, or the Big Day Lavan. But why is it important to tell us that he dried himself? I mean, yeah, he probably did. But why is it important to say that? Because there's a Lach of Chatzitza by the Kohen, there can't be any Chatzitza between his body and the Beged, the Big Day Kuhuna. So Mishnah is stressing that he has to dry himself because the water would be considered a chatzitza. This is what the Mishnah Melech says. So the Shari Tshuva applies that idea over here also, that a person wants to make sure that you dry. Last point, is hair considered a chatzitza? The Berhetev brings, the more has a suffix if sar is considered a chatzitza. So that's some of the cases where the sar, by the Bidei Kahuna, there's no place where the person has very thin body hair, but if a thicker hair would get in between, it doesn't belong there. But the hair on a person's head, that can't be considered a chatzitza. That's how your body comes. Your body comes with hair, so it's not considered a chatzitza. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, quotes the Maaseh Shekel, a person has a very large bluyus, which is a very large clump of hair, either in the back of his head or in the front of his head. That would be a problem, besides the fact that it's derech shachetz v'gaiva, he says. But it comes to hilchos tefillin, so they would be considered a chatzitza. It's not your normal standard hair, which you grow, which is not considered a chatzitza. That would be problematic. And furthermore, it might cause a tefillin to be not placed in the proper place. Have a good day.